like salad.
Yeah? We know. When I was growing up, we had salad almost every night, and I didn't like it so much. And I think it's because when my mom made salad, she would make it out of that round head lettuce, that iceberg lettuce that has not much color, not much flavor, not much nutrition. And when I got older and I could make salads, and I realized that there were some other really good lettuce to put in there and other good foods, salad was better. And then when I discovered salad bars, that was much better. And then my husband introduced our daughter and me to a place that you guys gotta go. If you ever get near Portland or a place where you hear of sweet tomatoes, they have the best salad bar that I have ever seen. They have just about anything you want to put in a salad there. Well, about a week ago, I was salad hungry, and there's no sweet tomatoes, and you can't go to a salad bar every time you want to make a salad. So I thought, I'll just make my own big salad. And I do not know what I was thinking, because there's only my husband and me. But you know what I did? I got out this big old bowl, and I packed that baby with everything that I could fit in it for a salad. And when we sat down to dinner that night, I looked at that salad bowl, and I said to my husband, I don't know what I was thinking, making a salad that big. And we ate off of that salad for days. But do you know what came into my head right after I asked him that and said that to him? These few words. Sin is like salad. Sin is like haystacks. So today, I'm going to show you what God was trying to tell me so that you can see it and not just hear it, okay? Now, Jacob is my helper. So let's build a sin salad. Okay, so this bowl represents, okay, you guys have to scoot back. Scoot back just a little. Good job. Thank you. This bowl represents my life. Or your life. Okay, Josie, can you scoot back just a little? There you go. Perfect. Okay. So in my life, I'm going to put some sin, right? We do that, don't we? We're not born perfect, are we? Okay. So I'm going to put the first sin that people ever committed. Now, it wasn't taking the fruit off the tree. It was disbelief. Not believing God and trusting Him. Look at that. That looks pretty good in my life, doesn't it? Okay. Okay, now to that unbelief, I'm going to add some disobedience, because disobedience followed the unbelief. So let's add some disobedience in there. That looks better, doesn't it? What is it doing? You see a change?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Matter of fact, let's put all that disobedience in there. Sometimes we have a lot of disobedience, don't we? We just want to pack that in there good. We want a big old sin salad, don't we? Okay, and then we're going to add some stealing. You guys ever steal?
Yes.
That's the next thing that Eve did, took that fruit that didn't belong to her.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad you're honest.
Yeah.
See that color coming in there? That looks pretty good, huh? Looking better?
It's looking like a rainbow.
It's looking like a rainbow. That's awesome, Josie, because that's what it should do, huh? Ooh, anger. You guys ever get angry? Ooh, and you just feel like hitting somebody or shoving them? Feel like clocking them?
Yeah.
I did that to my sister when I was little. That's not a cool thing to do to somebody. Let's put some anger in there.
Mushrooms. Those are mushrooms.
Yeah.
I like mushrooms that are cooked.
Yeah. Mushrooms are pretty good. Good for
you.
Is anger good for you?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
And my brother touched that.
Okay, and on top of that anger, we're going to add some blame. Boy, I can blame people. Don't get the whole story, and I just say, they did it. Or maybe I let somebody take the blame for what I did. I don't say anything, and they get the blame for what I did. Do you think that's cool? That's not cool, is it? Is it smelling good? No, don't put your nose in there. Too close. Can you smell it from where you are?
That looks like green watermelon.
Thank you. Yeah, it does smell kind of like it, huh? It's cucumbers. Oh, I think we need some greed. You know, I'm the greedy girl. I'm selfish. I don't want to share with you guys. No way. Uh-uh. This is my sin salad. So let's stick some greed and selfishness in there. Let me tell you, I can be selfish. You ask my husband. You ask anybody that knows me, I can be selfish. Don't I have a good helper here? Okay. Okay. Ooh. You guys ever get sassy? Your mom and dad ask you to do something, you go, oh, I'm doing that. You get sassy? You get disrespectful? Wow, look at that color.
I didn't get sassy. Orange is my favorite color.
Orange is good color. Maybe you get disrespectful to your teacher when your teacher wants you to do something. Yeah.
You don't ever do that.
Okay.
You have to listen to your teacher.
That's right. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Let's see. Lies. You ever tell a lie?
Oh, I do.
I've told lies too. And what happens if I don't confess that lie and make it right?
Ooh, there's a red one.
What happens?
There's a few red ones.
Yeah, there is a few red ones. Do I wind up telling another lie?
No.
And another lie?
No.
And another lie to cover up that first lie? So let's put a whole bunch of lie in there.
Tomatoes.
Ooh, look at this lie. These are pretty lies, aren't they? Do you know sin can be pretty? It can be attractive.
Those are peppers.
These are tomatoes. Chocolate tomatoes.
Ooh, do you chocolate know, tomatoes?
If sin wasn't... Okay, you gotta listen. If sin wasn't attractive, do you think we'd do it?
Okay.
We wouldn't be tempted if it wasn't sometimes looking pretty fun and good. Okay, you got... Don't get too close. Gotta keep your fingers back. Where do your hands go? Right by your side. Pretend you're soldiers. You guys are really good listeners. You're awesome.
Okay.
Ooh. Here's one. Maybe this happened to you before.
What
Maybe
is
you've
it?
Done it. I've done it.
What is it?
Put others down. Do you ever see somebody that's a little bit different at school or just on the street and you look at them and go, ew, they're weird. Look at her. Look at that dress she's wearing. Look at him. Look at his hair. He didn't comb his hair today. What's the matter with that guy? You ever do that kind of stuff?
No.
Ooh.
Sometimes I do.
I hope not. Whoa. I like that you're honest. Yeah, I think we all can do that from time to time. Wow, do you see all those colors in there?
Yeah.
We're getting some good smells, some good colors. Here's one.
Ooh, I love
taking God's name in vain. Do you know what that means?
Yeah. Those are grapes.
Okay, you gotta listen, Josie. Sometimes it's cussing, but did you know when we're Christians and we act different than God wants us to act or like God acts, when we're really unkind, that's taking God's name in vain, because people look at us and say, ooh, they're Christians. Look how they're acting. If that's the way God is, I don't want to follow God.
Okay.
Where do your fingers go? Josie, can you put your hands back just a little?
I love olives.
Okay. Okay, how about crude talk?
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what?
Those are beans.
Can you listen? I work at this place, and the place where I volunteer, people are Christians there, most of them. But you know what? Sometimes when they start talking, they got this crude talk going on, and it doesn't sound good to me, and I have to walk away. We can all do that if we're not careful of what comes out of our mouth and what we put in our heads. Okay, we're almost there. Just a few more ingredients. How about betray somebody's trust? What if somebody has something they want you to do, or maybe they tell you something that's okay for them to tell you, but I don't keep it to myself. Are they going to trust me again? Uh-uh. Wow, look at that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, what was it?
What is that? Cereal stuff?
Okay. Ooh. You guys always get blamed for doing this, but I've seen big people do this.
What's that?
And they do this better than you do. Okay, can you guys take just a step back, just a hair? Thank you. Just so you can see, but just not be right there. How about tantrums? I don't think you guys do that.
Yeah.
But you know, I've seen some kids in the store throw tantrums. Wow.
Well,
I kind of wanted to introduce them to something, but it was kind of not my business.
You took all of it.
I did. Okay, now we're going to sprinkle on something that, wow, I can do this.
What's that?
Ooh, you ever get jealous of somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good, does it? You know, Margie in our church can sing really well, and I can't sing. Mark can draw a whole lot better than I can. And I can tell you, pastor can outspeak me any time. Those things, wow, I wish I could do what they do. We just sprinkled that right on the top. Okay.
I like to wash.
Now we got all these problems in our life bowl. Now I think that we got lots of color. We got some good smell. I think we need to, not too close. We need to spice it up, right? We need to put some real flavor in there. How about some mango habanero attitude? You guys ever get attitude? Like, if you don't like the way I am, you can hit the road. You don't have to hang out with me. I can get somebody else. We can have attitude about all kinds of things. So I'm not really going to pour it on because I don't want to make it all soggy right now. But I would pour it on if I was really going to put this dressing on. And then, with attitude, we got to get attitude deep down in our life because that's where it goes, right? So I would mix it up really good. So attitude was all the way through my life, right? Isn't that what attitude does? It goes all the way through. And then there's one more thing for our salad. Are you ready for this? This is something everybody has. I'm German. We're born with a lot of it. Pride. We're going to wrap this whole baby up with some pride. You know, pride says, I don't need any help. I can do it myself. I don't need God. I can do it myself. So let's wrap this up, okay? Is that salad looking pretty good? This is what... Okay, watch your nose, guys. Okay. Ooh, look at that. Just wraps right around there, doesn't it? That's what pride does in our lives. Just wraps right around us. Okay. Now, do you see lots of color? It's pretty attractive. Do you want some?
Yeah.
That's exactly the way sin is in our life. It's attractive, or we wouldn't do it.
Wow.
Okay, now remember, I'm the greedy girl, right? Okay, and it's almost noontime, and I'm really hungry, and I love salad. So I'm sharing with you guys. This is my salad. And I'm going to sit and eat this whole salad right now. What do you think would happen to me? What if I ate this whole thing? What would happen?
You'd be starving.
What would I do, Jacob? Yeah, I'd explode. Well, you know what? When we have all those problems in our life, and we're trying to take care of them ourselves and hang on to them, it will make us sick and everybody else around us sick. So what do?
Not eat it.
I can't take care of these problems. See, I needed a helper to even make this sin salad, right? Well, I need a helper to help me get rid of all those problems. So where do I go? Oh, Milani, what did you say?
Jesus.
That's right. We take those problems to Jesus, and this is the coolest part. Are you guys ready for this part?
Yes.
Okay. So if I take these to Jesus, and I tell him I got all these problems, and I can't take care of them, will you take them? Guess what he does? He flips them. He can turn them into something exactly opposite from what they are. If I'm greedy and selfish, he can help me to be kind and giving. If I'm angry, he can help me to be self-controlled and gentle. He can change those things in my life. And instead of having a sin salad that I make, he can make a beautiful heavenly salad of joy and peace and love and kindness that everybody will want to have some of. So what do you guys think? You think we could take it to Jesus? Okay, let's do that right now. Let's have a prayer, okay? Okay, you ready? Okay. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much that no matter what problem we have, you can take it and turn it into something beautiful if we'll just let you. Please take control of our lives. Bless each of these boys and girls. And as they're growing up, help them always to look to you to solve their problems. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Okay, you can